Do you know what time it is? It's supernatural story time. And if you're easily scared, and even if you're not, there's only one thing left to do. Just turn off the lights, because these are stories that you listen to only in the dark. My mother's house is haunted. A week after we moved into the house 23 years ago, and she still lives there. My mom says we, her three kids, began to do strange things. My oldest brother, Sam, who was 13, would not sleep in any room alone and told her that eyes were watching him. My second oldest brother, Mark, began to sleepwalk. He would skip in circles in the living room, laughing at someone who no one else could see, skipping with him. After being told repeatedly to go to bed by my mom and Sam, Mark stopped and ran for the door screaming. He had to stop him. The fire would kill him. Mom was scared, so she grabbed him to get him to wake up. Mark woke up and said he wanted water. The longer we stayed in the house, the more Mark would sleepwalk and talk. As for Sam, he would get angry for anything, and I mean anything. My mom had myself sharing a room with Sam, but worried Mark would get out of the house at night. She put Mark in the room with Sam, who was a light sleeper. I was put in the smallest bedroom in the house, next to my brothers and across from my parents. Sam told Mom he was hearing voices at night. Of course, Mom asked, "What are they telling you?" He got mad and stopped talking to her because they weren't talking to him. At 3 a.m., my father woke up to hear me, who was 4 years old, giggling. He thought I was still asleep, so he didn't turn on my light to check on me. While he was getting water, he dropped a glass. He said he must have still been asleep himself. My mother woke up to see what was going on. They were going back to bed. I was still giggling, so my mom turned my light on. I was sitting on my floor, facing my closet, wide awake. Mom asked who I was talking to, and I told her my new friend. Sam was standing at his door now. He told my parents I was talking to the eyes. I still remember my friend's name. It was Jeffrey. Well, my mom did some research, I guess, and found a little boy had lived there named, you guessed it, Jeffrey. She could not find what happened to him. Mom asked neighbors if they knew. One neighbor told my mom the previous people who lived there did not have kids, but rumors had been around that they were devil worshipers. Grandma told Dad to bless the house where evil was. The holy water would stay. At our front door, there is a cross my dad had made with the holy water. It has stayed through the years, and it is still there today. After the blessing, Mark stopped sleepwalking. Sam calmed down to a normal angry teenager, but my friend stayed until I was 7. Not everything went away. Other things happened and still happen, just not as often. I know of 5 ghosts in my mom's house. I have seen 2. I only know of the other 3. You hear one and smell the other, their cologne and their perfume. I think my kids see them. I watch my kids playing and they stop and look at something like they are watching someone or something walk by. Sometimes it worries me, but then how can I not bring them to see Grandma? Who is that? This one happened 7 years ago, give or take a year. We, my husband, my 2 daughters, aged 5 and 3, and 1 son who's 1 year old, and myself, had some hard times, and we moved into a small 2-bedroom house. It was a small fixer-upper that had been empty a few years. During the week, my husband worked all day, and Sarah, who's 5 years old, was in school. I worked random days of the week, as Lisa, my 3-year-old, and Bobby, age 1, were watched by Grandma. Well, I took my vacation time to unpack and clean the house. I always had the feeling of being watched as I cleaned, so much so that I really didn't want to be home alone ever. Of course, I never said anything to anyone. The number one reason was so the kids wouldn't get scared. One evening as I was washing dishes, my husband was watching TV, and the 3 kids came out of the room scared. Lisa said, "There was a face, Mama." Sarah began saying there was a man with a white face at the window. My husband and I got angry. Who is watching our kids? He ran out the back door and I watched out the front door. We wanted to find him. My husband circled the house and saw no one. Neither did I. It wasn't dark yet. The sun was setting, but if anyone had been there, one of us would have seen him. The next day, as I put away clothes in our room, I felt watched so strongly, I expected to turn around and see a man sitting in the corner with his legs crossed. I would look over my shoulder to check. The night before I returned to work, Lisa had a bad dream and wanted to sleep in our room. I let her. As she was dozing off, she asked me, "Mama, who is that?" I asked her, "Who, baby? Who are you talking about?" But she fell asleep. It was days, maybe even weeks later, when I was bathing Sarah, that Sarah asked me, "Who is that, Mama?" "That man in the corner of your room. He just sits there with one leg over the other leg, and he is grabbing his face hair." I was shocked. "When did you see him in my room?" I asked. "I wanted you to go to the bathroom with me last night, and he was watching you and Daddy sleep. I've seen him before at my window." I couldn't even think of what to tell her. I didn't know what to do. My heart sank. My family's religious, so I blessed the house, but he didn't leave. The kids never saw him again, and my feelings were no longer fight or flight, but I still felt watched. The girls told Daddy of the man, and of course, Daddy brushed it off. We lived there for 2 months when the knocking on the front door started, before my husband would go to work at 5 a.m. My husband, all macho, would puff up and make threats standing outside. "When I catch you, I'm going to kick your butt." Not so nicely said, though. It wasn't long after that that my husband had a dream. In the dream, he was getting ready for work. When he stood up, after putting on his boots, there was a bearded man standing in front of him. The man said, "Kick my butt now." Again, not so nicely said. We moved in with my parents for a short time. My husband said so we could save up to get a bigger place. But I know better. The ghost of the little girl. I worked at a restaurant when I was 18 years old. One night at closing, I was cleaning and the shift leader, Jan, was doing the paperwork. She was maybe 6 feet away from me. As I cleaned the table, I saw a little girl run past the other side of the table and go to the restrooms. We were closed and the doors were all locked. I asked Jan if she saw anything and told her what I had seen. Jan walked around the counter and both of us went to the restroom. Jan was about to open the door when we heard the toilet flush. Choking, I said, "Maybe we should knock." Jan opened the door and you guessed it, no one was there. Jan looked at me and said, "You're seeing things," and I laughed and said, "Yeah, but we are both hearing things." She then asked me if I had heard anything about the restaurant, and no, I hadn't. Jan told me the manager had been called a couple of times before about a little girl being in the store late at night after closing. The manager had to go check when the police station had called her house, stating they had an officer waiting outside the store because he had seen a little girl inside when he was driving on his rounds. So the manager went, and yes, there was an officer waiting. Together they searched the store and found nothing. The officer swore he had seen a girl at the window when he drove through the parking lot and the beams from his headlights hit her. Of course, I asked the manager and she said yes, it was true. And every now and then she gets a call late at night about a little girl in the store. As to who she is, nobody has any idea. Voices in the night. This happened about 2 years ago when my family and I had moved into our new apartment. At first, there was nothing strange about the place. It seemed quiet. Weeks after being there, I was sleeping and had this strange dream about a ghost being in the house. It was so weird because the dream felt so real that I woke up. When I woke up, I was really afraid and I knew it wasn't just a dream. I had the dream because in reality, there was something in the house. I get feelings and have dreams that happen. That is how I know this. I just laid there and started praying so I could fall asleep because I was super scared and I could feel there was something in there. Fell asleep and nothing happened for a couple of days until I was in my room trying to sleep. As I was falling asleep, I heard this laugh that sounded kind of like a duck sound. It's hard to explain, but it didn't scare me then because it kind of sounded like my dad, and so I thought it was probably him. I fell asleep and I woke up to that laugh again. I walked out of my room and went into the living room and asked my dad and brother to stop playing around because I was trying to sleep. They both looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. Neither of them had gone near my room. I was a little scared at this point, but knew I had to ignore it and go back to bed. Well, for the third time, I woke up to that laugh again. But this time, it sounded so much closer to my ear. No one was awake at this time, so I knew for a fact it wasn't my dad, mom, or brother. The next day I told my family about it, and they believed me because stuff like this always happens to me, and I usually experience everything first. After a couple of more days went by, I started to hear things all the time, especially when it got dark outside. Sometimes I would even hear things that nobody else could hear. One night, while I was watching TV with my friend Lily, while she waited for her ride, she looked at me and said, "Aren't you all going to get that?" I had no idea what she was talking about. She said someone knocked on the door. I looked out and even opened the door, and no one was there. She left, and then about 30 minutes later, as I continued to watch TV, I heard a knock at my door. I looked at my parents, and they seemed not to have heard or noticed that someone was at the door. I asked them if they were going to answer it, but they just simply told me they didn't hear anything. Now, I want to point out that our couches and TV were right there where our front door was at, so there's no way that both of my parents couldn't have heard the knocking. I went to the door, looked out, and nobody was there. I even walked further down from the door to see if whoever it was could be found, but I saw no one. I came in and sat back down and finished watching TV. As I was sitting there, I heard the screen door slide open, and I looked at my dad. And again, he didn't seem to have heard anything. This time, I didn't tell them anything about what I'd heard. I was just so scared, and I started to think I was going crazy because nobody else could hear the things that I did. I just stared at the screen door and could have sworn someone was about to come in. Then the feeling I had went away. I left and went off into my room. While I was trying to fall asleep, I could hear things drop in my room and sounds of knees crackling and popping as if someone was walking. It was really hard for me to sleep, and I was always scared. And I didn't get a good feeling out of anything I experienced. I knew it couldn't be anything good. I told my parents about all the things that had been happening, and my mom told me she had also heard things. She said she would hear me call out her name while I was at work. My mom only speaks Spanish, so her English skills aren't all that great. One day she asked me what ghost inside meant. I translated and asked her why she wanted to know, and she just said that it was nothing. She was just curious. I still wanted to know what it meant, and she never told me until we moved. She said she would be watching TV, and the channels would always flip on their own to a blank screen that read "Ghost Inside" as the caption. She thought it was just some show or something. I know it's not a show. I've never heard of a show called Ghost Inside, and even if there was, why would the channels always flip to that one blank screen when she would be watching TV alone? I would also hear voices that didn't belong in the shows I watched. It was like random sentences or words that would just pop out of nowhere. The TV would also turn off and on its own. Of course, at the time, we thought maybe the TV was having a problem, but we still have it now, and there's nothing wrong with it. I got really depressed while living there. A lot of things started going wrong, and it was just crazy. I was fine after we left, and I felt so different when I wasn't at home. I had friends that used to live at those apartments, and they told me they would hear things and see things all the time, and this was before we lived there. We don't live there anymore, and I've heard and felt a couple of things at my new home, but it feels nothing like the things that happened to me there. As to who those ghosts were, it seems they go and visit all the different apartments at the same time. The Haunted Laundry Room. This happened a couple of years ago. We had just moved into a new house. I was getting used to living in a different neighborhood, and it wasn't really easy. One night, my parents weren't home, so I invited my friend over. We were sitting in my room talking about boys when my friend said she had to go to the washroom. While she was in the washroom, I went downstairs to get a snack for us to eat without telling her. As I went downstairs, she came out of the washroom and was stunned. I was coming back upstairs, she asked. How did you leave so quickly when I was just talking to you? I was shocked. I told her that I had been downstairs, and I didn't even talk to her while she was in the bathroom. We both freaked out, and she told me the voice sounded exactly like mine. That night, when my parents returned home, me and my friend were getting ready to go to bed. We fell asleep at about 1:30 a.m. The next morning, I awoke, and when my friend left to go home, I was walking up the stairs, and I had this feeling as if someone was following me. I looked back and I saw this dark thing walking behind me, and as it walked after me, its hood came out more and more, I ran to my bedroom and locked the door. I told my parents about what had happened. They really didn't believe me, so I asked my mom who had lived in this house before us, and she told me that this lady and her kids had lived there. She had this worried look on her face. I asked her what had happened in a light voice, and she said that the woman who lived here before had committed suicide in our laundry room. I was terrified. Sometime after that, I went to do my laundry when the door had slammed shut. I was scared to death. I quickly opened the door and ran out of the laundry room. After that day, I never saw anything again until I had to take care of my baby cousin with my friend. We were playing with her in this spare room when she pointed up at the ceiling and started to cry uncontrollably. I ran and got my camera. When I took a picture of where she was pointing, I could see this white, weird-shaped thing, which terrified me. After that, I showed my parents a picture and they invited the priest to bless our house. Ever since that day, I haven't seen the ghost. The creepy room. I was staying at my grandparents' place, which is where my auntie and her two children also live. My auntie was due to go into the hospital the next day and had to have a large amount of laxatives to empty her bowels. So myself and another one of my cousins were staying to help out with her two kids because my grandmother and my grandfather were away at the time. There are three rooms in the house, all closely located. My cousin Stephen was to sleep in his own room, further from where I was sleeping, in my cousin Kate's room. Kate was going to sleep in my grandparents' room with my other cousin Rachel. My aunt was going to sleep on the couch as she didn't want to wake anyone while getting up every 5 minutes to go to the restroom. Everyone was getting ready for bed, and I was laying on Kate's bed waiting for my aunt to turn out the light for me. At that time, I was about 11 years old. As I lay there with my eyes closed, I could feel a pawing sensation at the end of my legs. They had several dogs and cats, and I assumed it was just one of them. But when I looked up to see which one it was, there was nothing there. But I could still feel it. Then my aunt came to the door and handed me their new little kitten to sleep with and turned out the light. I was a bit freaked out, so I laid patting the cat who was staring up at me at the wall behind my head. The cat then flipped out and took off out of the room as the door was open. I looked up and felt strangely cold, and it was still summer and it had just been hot a few moments before. The bed was placed next to a window and you could hear everything that was outside. I was still trying to sleep when I heard the sound of two men talking outside. At first, I thought it was someone walking past their yard, but then I realized that the language they were using was too formal to be anyone who lived in this town. I then looked outside to see who it was, but there was no one there. I could still hear the two men talking. As I laid back down, my cousin, Kate, scared me because I was really freaked out now and could just make out her outline as it was dark in the hall. I yelled at her and chased her out of the room, back into where she was sleeping, and shut the door to that room. I laid back down on my bed and couldn't sleep. I could no longer hear the two men talking, but felt cold again. I was going to get up and go find another blanket and looked over towards the doorway where the light switch was next to. In the doorway, I could once again make out an outline of a little girl. I froze because I knew it couldn't be my cousin Kate, as the girl had much longer hair and was shorter than Kate. Also, the door in my grandparents' house squeaks quite loudly if they are opened or closed, and I had heard nothing, so she couldn't have opened the door to come out again. When I realized it wasn't Kate, I looked at the figure who had something that was gleaming in her hand. I thought that it had to be a long knife blade. The figure then slowly moved in towards me, and as it did, I screamed as loudly as I could for my auntie to come, and I just closed my eyes. My aunt came quickly and turned on the light, asking me what was wrong. I just ignored her and jumped out of the bed, ran into where my cousin Kate was sleeping, and stopped. It definitely wasn't Kate because she was dead asleep. I was totally freaked out, and I refused to sleep in the room and went into the kitchen at the other end of the house with my aunt while she had a smoke. She then needed to visit the restroom again and left me standing there. I then noticed her dog sitting at my feet, so I bent down to pat it, and as I did, I felt the hand of someone rub my back. It was like they were reassuring me that I was okay. When I stood up, no one was there. To this day, I will not sleep in that room, and my cousin Kate has also seen and heard very strange things. Something about the barn. I was going out to the barn with my husband. He had told me he had to go feed the bulls their night snack, and I had to go feed the cats. It was around 9 p.m., and we usually came out about 7 and fed them supper. But we had to go to the kids' concert. David, my husband, went out back, and I went into the barn to the cat room, which we called it. Casper, our all-white cat, was following me to the back room. I tried to turn on the lights, but they wouldn't go on, so I turned on our lantern. I opened a door and pulled out the cat food bag. I felt a push on me, and I turned around quickly. No one was there. I thought it must be the cats. They're always so pushy when it comes to feeding time. I bent down again and started pouring their food. After that, I got their water and milk. I set it down and pet the cats. Then another push came to me, and this time I tripped but didn't fall. "Knock it off," I said. Then the door closed, and it left a loud noise going all around the barn. "David," I shouted. I looked out the window, and I saw a figure move past quickly. "David," I shouted again. I heard a whisper, but could not make out who or what it said. I looked out the window again, and I saw the figure, but it didn't move. "David," I shouted again. I went out of the cat room and kept on shouting for David. I heard another whisper. At this point, I was terrified. I saw something go past me, and it was blackish, whitish. Then I felt another push on my shoulder. Then I heard a little girl cry, "Help me, help me." It wasn't my children. I don't have any daughters. I followed the voice and saw a little girl dressed in a white dress. She looked like she came from the 1800s. Then she disappeared. I ran out of the barn, got my husband, and he came in. When I looked, I saw that same little girl hanging from a rope. Then it disappeared. We started to do research, and finally we found out that this little girl had been hung in the barn in the late 1800s. We even found a picture on the internet, and it was this little girl dressed in a white dress. 2 years have passed, and we still see her occasionally, but we don't run away because in truth, we kind of feel sorry for her. The lady in the basement. I moved to a new house 9 months ago to stay with a friend of the family while I was going to college. The house seemed mostly normal, aside from a few bumps in the night, until about a month ago. The first thing happened when I was sleeping. The woman I live with, who doesn't believe in ghosts, woke me up to ask me if I had turned the television on. I hadn't used a television in a few days, as I don't really watch that much TV, and it was a completely random occurrence. So the TV couldn't have been set on a timer, or it would have been turning on and off at the same time every day. So we dismissed it for the time being and just went to bed. A few days later, I was cleaning the house when I heard a woman singing. There was no radio on, and I was the only person in the house. I went to see what it was and realized it was coming from the basement area. I stood next to the basement door and listened for a minute. After a few seconds, I heard footsteps coming up the stairs from the basement. I opened the basement door, and there was no one there. Shortly after that, maybe 30 minutes later, I was eating lunch, and the television turned on and then off. I sort of just disregarded it because it wasn't that big of a deal. Then a few seconds later, a woman's voice started talking in the back bedroom. So I went to see if maybe the TV was on, but it wasn't. There was no one in the room, and I was home alone. I called my mom to talk to her about it, so I wouldn't feel so creeped out. After that, not much happened for a few days, and then about a week and a half later, I was cleaning the bedrooms and waiting for my friend to call. She said she would call around noon, so I said okay and just cleaned while I waited. It was about 1 p.m., and I decided to call her to see what she was doing. She said she had called and someone had picked up the phone, and she could hear TV in the background, and then the phone was hung up. I thought maybe she had gotten the wrong number, and she said she would hang up and hit redial because nobody had made any phone calls since then. A few seconds later, my phone rang. I was on the phone with her, and I happened to walk by the basement door, and I heard voices, so I went down the stairs and found the basement television on. There's a phone in the basement of my house because my roommate's son used to stay down there, so she put a phone in for him. Someone answered my phone from the basement, and I was the only person in the entire house. The television in the basement had also not been used for at least a couple of weeks and was definitely not set on a timer, and the remote was on the shelf. I think a woman stays in my basement. Who this ghost is, what happened, and why she hasn't moved on is a mystery, but I think I'm going to start trying to find a new place to stay. A place full of ghosts. My school has a very interesting past. A few years before, my school was on a lot where it is now. It belonged to a psychiatric hospital, and before that, it was a tuberculosis hospital. The school itself is separated into six different buildings. The library, which was once the church, the administration building, which was where the morgue was, the high school building was where they kept the lockdown patients in the psychiatric hospital, the middle school was the cafeteria, the art building was the place where the staff went on break, and the drama department was the sunroom and the TB hospital. There are lots of freaky stories about the school grounds, and there isn't a person in or around school who hasn't seen, felt, or heard strange things. On the first day of school in August, one of my teachers said that when they bought this lot for the school, they had to knock down the seventh building, which is now the baseball field, because doors kept locking, the power wouldn't work, and people were constantly feeling sick. He also told us that in the administration building, all the phones would ring at the same time for a few seconds and then stop. I never really took any mind to this, and I always thought that the teachers were just messing with my head. And up until a few months ago, nothing strange had happened. But one day, when I was helping our school librarian, something did happen. I was sitting at the checkout counter in the library when a middle school girl came in. She walked around for a while, when suddenly I heard a book drop right next to the girl. I watched her for a few minutes as she kept throwing books on the ground. "Aren't you going to pick those up?" I asked. She looked over at me and shook her head no. "Well, why not?" I asked. "I'm not doing it," the girl replied. "It's the little girl in the funny clothes." I began freaking out slightly, but the girl didn't seem to mind. She checked out a book and left. When the librarian came back in, I told her what had happened and she smiled. "Oh, she's harmless. I call her Jenny. She just likes to have fun. Apparently she died in this church years ago." I looked at her like she was crazy, but I couldn't deny what I or the other girl had seen. As I was leaving the librarian, she chuckled. "You should be here at night. They're all over the place." At that, I ran out the door. The house we shouldn't have moved into. I moved into an old house about 5 years ago out of desperation so that I did not have to take my son the 15 miles one way to high school 5 days a week. I swore to myself that this was only temporary, but even after his graduation from high school 2 years ago, I'm still stuck here because of financial reasons. Since childhood, I've always been sensitive to spirits, and it has become even more pronounced the older I get. The house that I am in, I've always sensed a presence, and I know that one is here. I hear footsteps at night, walking through my kitchen and living room, and then they're just gone. It sounds like heavy boots and a long stride. Very creepy, but not truly scary, just creepy. I hear noises like something fell, but when I check, nothing is there. I always feel watched, like it's quietly watching every move that I make. The other day I was standing at my sink washing dishes, and I felt something touch my side, like a poke, as if it just wanted me to be aware of its presence, almost childlike, wanting attention. I see the dark shadows moving quickly by me, and when I look directly at it, they are gone. All of this is fine because I do not feel threatened by it, and the situation is livable, but creepy. My niece lived with me for a short time, and it scared her. She said that the doorknob in her bedroom would move as if someone were trying to get into her room. She said that it would wiggle, not turn, just wiggle, and I would have to deal with her being scared out of her mind at night. My son also dealt with some scary things here before he moved out and joined the army, but to this day, he refuses to tell me about them because he's afraid that he will scare me, which is probably right. Now, this is what I'm dealing with inside my house, but what is outside? I'm horrified of it. I don't want to sound insane, and no, I am not writing this from the inside of a mental institution. The presence that's outside my house has just showed up, and has been here for only about 3 weeks. The only way I can describe what it feels like is pure evil. I'm scared to death of it, and horror consumes me when I have to go out there. I leave very early in the morning to work at about 4 a.m., so it is very dark. There are mornings that I feel it is not out there. Then there are mornings that I feel like it's watching me from the fence line. I live in a rural area. It has made itself known to me. It started off at first like a distinct whistle. The second thing it did almost caused me to have a heart attack, and I'm not exaggerating. That morning, I had gotten up for work. I have a hound dog that I keep inside my house with me, so the first thing that I do when I get up in the morning is put my dog outside to go to the bathroom. That morning, my dog would not leave my porch. He would bark and growl out into the darkness. I opened the door, and the hair on his neck was standing straight up, and he ran back into my house like he was scared, and did not stop until he was under my bed. I thought maybe a raccoon or a possum was out there, and he was scared of it. After about 20 minutes, my dog went back to the door, wanting outside, so I opened the door, and he would not go out, and I had to push him outside. Again, he would not leave the porch, and stood there bristled up, growling into the darkness. I opened the door, and he ran into the house again. I was not scared, just confused by the way my dog was acting. Now it came time for me to leave for work. I turned off all the lights and walked down to my sidewalk through the front gate and got into my car. I put my keys into the ignition and was fumbling for the headlight switch, which for some reason I couldn't find. My car window was down about halfway, but my door was shut. From the dark area that my dog had been so frightened of, about 50 feet in front of my car, I heard a sound that I have never heard before. It sounded like it was right in my ear doing this. It sounded like someone was blowing on a duck call, but very baritone and strange sounding. It was so loud it made my ears hurt. It scared me so bad I felt like my heart was up in my neck, and I suddenly got this awful headache. I started my car, and my entire body was shaking to the point that I could hardly press the gas accelerator. I backed up and finally found the headlights on my car, turned them on, pointing them to the direction of the noise. I saw nothing. A week later, I get this phone call that was strange. It was my best friend calling me, as that's what my caller ID showed. I answered the phone, said hello, and this very faint voice of a man came on and said, "Hello?" It sounded like he was a million miles away with a static-like sound. I detected a slight accent, like he may have been Hispanic. I asked him who he was, and after a long pause, he said, "Who is this?" I got very freaked out and almost hung the phone up, but told myself not to. I asked him if he had the wrong number, and he said, "No." Then the line went dead. I immediately called my friend back and asked her if she had just tried to call me, and she said yes, but the phone was doing something weird. She said that it was making this sound like static blaring from a TV, and the sound was fading in and out. She wanted to know what was going on with my phone. Now, I don't know if this had anything to do with all of these other things, but it was weird. I don't know what is going on at my house and why all of this is happening. I'm really scared to the point all I can do is sit on my couch after dark and brace myself for something to happen. I feel almost like what's outside wants in, and it's feeding off my fear like it's enjoying it. I have not done anything to draw whatever this is to me. I even went to the extreme of getting olive oil and spraying and sprinkling it around my house, inside and out. Whatever it is, I want it to leave me alone, but it won't. And at this point, I don't know what to do, and I'm almost afraid to find out what was out there in the dark.